Tasmania has overnight become the third state to approve voluntary assisted dying laws. They'll come into effect in 18 months' time. The Wire's Frank Orgello has the story.
To access voluntary assisted dying in Tasmania, people need to get support from two general practitioners before receiving a substance that will end their life. The choice is then theirs about whether they have a medical practitioner administer the substance or take it themselves. Mike Gaffney is the independent legislative councillor who brought the bill to the Tasmanian Parliament.
A little old state like Tasmania to have it, it's good. It's good for Australia. You know, I went for 2 weeks and I visited the Netherlands, Belgium, Switzerland, Canada and Oregon, both Halifax and Vancouver, to go and speak with people and see what legislation is like 20 years after it had been introduced and just have a look at the issues and the problems. And when I came back, I was asked if I would introduce it as a private member's bill, and that was different for me because a private member's bill means it must reflect how I think about the end-of-life choices, voluntary assisted dying, not something that was passed to me from downstairs. So I started again from scratch. In February of last year, I did 35 forums in every electorate in Tasmania, put out a draft bill at the end of January.
Are you surprised that this legislation passed, given it's the first in the world to have been brought by an independent member of parliament?
The unanimous decision in the upper house for this bill to be passed, and that's never, ever happened anywhere else in the world. And we haven't had big protests. We haven't had untoward or nasty conversations in the media, that sort of thing. And it was interesting, in the lower house debate, I had to get someone to carry the bill, and Sarah Courtney, as an individual member of parliament, carried the bill for me downstairs. Sarah is also the Minister for Health. And so from that point of view, it gave some credence. And we had people like the Premier and Deputy Premier, who have never voted for voluntary assisted dying in the past, supported this bill. So from my point of view, that was very good.
What do you think made the difference in gaining support from all corners of politics on this?
There's a lot of safeguards in the bill. It's about having the right checks and balances to make it accessible, make it effective, and make certain that everyone feels comfortable, both from the individual and also the health practitioners involved in the VAD process.
Mike Gaffney, independent legislative councillor. Tasmania is the latest in a number of states across Australia that have adopted voluntary assisted dying legislation. Victoria's scheme has been running for over 28 months and Western Australia's is about to start. Khayyam Ma is the leader of the opposition in the South Australian Legislative Council and Shadow Attorney General. He has tabled similar legislation in the South Australian Parliament and says Tasmania's decision sets a positive precedent.
I think this gives a lot of comfort to legislators in other places like South Australia that this can be done safely with proper checks and balances in place.
So you believe that this new bill is going to create a domino effect around Australia?
I think that's what happened with Victoria. In South Australia, there have been 16 attempts over the last quarter of a century to legislate for voluntary assisted dying. And I think now that Victoria and WA and now Tasmania have passed schemes, it helps those members of parliament who didn't want to be the first, want to make sure it works and want to make sure that those protections were in place feel a lot more comfortable. So I think with in excess of 80% of people in Australia in favour of voluntary assisted dying, the fact that it's passed and now working, I will say, provides a degree of comfort. I don't think it's a matter of if it passes, I will say, so I think it's now a matter of when.
Is there going to be anything unique or different with the South Australian bill?
There will be some differences. The South Australian bill is modelled very, very closely on the bill that passed the Victorian Parliament. There are some 63 checks and balances and protections in place in the Victorian scheme. And that's what we've copied to South Australia. So,
are there any concerns for rural or Indigenous communities with the current proposal?
Yeah, in rural communities and Aboriginal communities that I've visited over the last few days in the APY land, just like the rest of the community, have different views about these things. I think one thing that has been raised in rural and remote areas is people's access to things. So for voluntary assisted dying, it requires two doctors to sign off on a person wanting to use the scheme. And of course, in regional and particularly very remote areas, it is harder to access medical practitioners. So there are unfortunately some barriers that are created by dental.
Khayyam Ma, leader of the opposition in the South Australian Legislative Council and Shadow Attorney General in South Australia. He was ending that report by The Wire's Frank Orgello.